Shalom, Shalom, Israel. It's your brother, Ajayi, coming at you again, always being led by the Spirit, bringing to you the words of the Most High through these scriptures in truth and sincerity. I say Shalom to you. All praises to the Father, Yahweh, and His Son, Yahweh Shai, that we're able to push this work throughout the four corners of the earth through the Spirit. Shalom, and double honors and praises to our elders and apostles over at Great Millstone, teaching in truth and sincerity, day in and day out. Shalom to the apostles and brethren in Achaim that are teaching this truth and sincerity through the four corners of the earth, that are out in highways and byways, reaching our one-third and 144,000 elect. And shalom to you Israelites that are keeping the laws and commandments to your best ability. Day in and day out, I say shalom to you. Shalom, shalom in Israel. And to the listeners of the podcast show that are being edified through this truth, that are listening in sincerity through the Spirit, I say shalom to you. Shalom, shalom, Israel. Today, I'm getting back on track, and I just want to mention that I've been focusing mainly on the YouTube channel, posting up videos. So if you haven't heard you know, the podcast in a while, it's because I've been focusing particularly on the YouTube channel and bringing certain things to the Spirit to the forefront. I do apologize, but you know, it's through the Spirit and the will of the Most High that the work continues. So I do apologize to Lockie for that, but I do, like I said, I'm always led by the Spirit to push out this work in truth. So today I want to go into, I did this topic on my YouTube channel, which you can, you guys can check out under my name, R-A-J-A-E-E, G-R-E-Y. So, if you type that in, you'll definitely be able to find my YouTube channel. Find a bunch of videos there to be edified in this truth. I'm to teach our people, right? Okay, so you can definitely check that out. Like I said, I did a lesson not too long ago, a couple of days ago, about we shall see thy teachers. And that's going into prophecy. I believe it's Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20, talking about our teachers should not be hidden anymore. And we understand, you know, throughout the scripture, a lot of the prophets were killed, and even up until a certain point in time, the word of the Lord was hidden, in the sense that, you know, the understanding of it wasn't revealed, you know, to the time that the Most High chose. So I'm going to get into that and break all that down. But before I do all those things, you know, as always, those of you just tuning in to this channel and may wonder what this channel is about or focuses on, this is to edify our nation of people, the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indian, Mexicans that are scattered throughout the four corners of the earth, waking them up to the truth, letting them know that we are the chosen people of the Most High according to the scriptures, and through bloodline, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These things are written, you know, prophesied about us, that we will wake up in our day of our captivity and remember who we are. So this word is being pushed, and to wake up our people to return to serving, you know, the living God of Israel, right, Yahweh, and come out of this world, come out of this worldly way of living, the traditions and the things that we follow, you know, putting off the ways of this world and putting on these spiritual garments, which is the scriptures, right? Repenting our sin and doing the works thereof that requires that salvation, and believing with faith in the Son and the Father, right? So that's what this podcast has always been about. You know, I focused on bringing that out through the Spirit and through scriptures. Getting back into today's lesson, I wanted to go into verses that deal with seeing thy teachers, because today, right? Today we have a lot of our brethren that are really out there teaching true sincerity through the spirit of Yahweh Shai, right? Who the world is called Jesus Christ, that are teaching in that spirit. And we're seeing these videos, we're seeing our teachers, and we're hearing the word and the oracles of the Most High being broken down through the spirit of understanding. And this is not of anyone's, one man's interpretation, but of the spirit that is revealed, you know, poured out into our prophets and teachers that are able to break things down to the flock, to feed the flock, so to speak. All right. So we're seeing these prophets, and we're seeing our apostles, and we're seeing our teachers, and they shall not be hidden in these last days, because we know, as I was speaking on earlier, in the Testament, when the prophets were put to death, were hidden, had to pretty much because of the sins of our people, we didn't want to hear the word of the Most High. We want to hear smooth things. We put to shame our prophets, and we didn't obey the Lord. And so that's why we're dealing with the things that we're dealing with, because of our transgression of the law, right? The Lord said that I'm going to put these curses on you. So we're dealing with that in these last days and times, but those curses are coming to an end and being reversed, as the scriptures say, right? I will turn these curses into our oppressors. So, paying attention to the times, the things that are going on, we can see that happening, in this, in society, in this world today, that the economy is crashing, the leaders are, are lost, so many different things that are prophesied about what's going to happen. It's happening now, all right? So, our teachers are now, we're witnessing our teachers and who they are, I deal with GMS, the Great Millstone, the apostles and elders there, because as I came into this truth, there's a lot of different, brethren and teachers out there teaching in the spirit, but, we have to be diligent. It's another thing, we have to be diligent on our learning and our teaching and our studying the word, and that comes with doing our own research and diligence into what our brethren and apostles are teaching, because if it's not in the spirit of Yahweh Shai according to the scriptures, then we have to we have to take a look at it, take a step back, look at what's actually being taught, because our teachers, teach 100% truth, 100% of the doctrine, the same spirit of Yahweh Shai, and they're giving us the breakdowns. So it's important that we understand and have a full knowledge and concept of that, and that our people not be lost, because there are teachers out there that teach different doctrines not according to the spirit of Yahweh Shai. All right, so that's very important. But as I was saying, we're seeing our teachers, we're witnessing our teachers, that are teaching in that same doctrine and spirit as Yahweh Shai. Right, we're watching the videos, we're seeing them, they're out there in highways and byways, right? We're getting that strong meat and milk and honey, the wine, the scriptures that are being broken down, through our teachers. So we're witnessing, and no longer are they going to be hid. So let me read a couple of scriptures for you that I have, as part of the lesson, through the spirit, that you be edified. Starting with Jeremiah 3, verse 15, and it reads, "Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart, whom will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Okay, so when we're coming into this truth, where we come across this truth, right? Which a lot of us, you know, are waking up now, which a lot of our people are waking up now. This is what's going on, right? Our shepherds are feeding the flock after Yahweh Shai's own heart, which means the scriptures, okay? They're teaching upon the scriptures with solid knowledge and breakdown and understanding, because the Spirit is placed on them and reveals these things, and they're not teaching under their own vanity, right? Or under their own understanding. The men of the Lord, the Most High is dealing with. And so that's how they're able to all teach on one accord, you know, under the same doctrine, because it's the Spirit of Yahweh Shai. Now, there are teachers out there teaching opposite or not teaching 100%, and there are, you know, there are people out there that, you know, don't teach 100% of the doctrine, and that's what we have to deal with. So they're not necessarily our teachers, all right? They may know things, and they may, you know, teach according to certain, you know, scriptures, but if you don't follow the 100% in the spirit of Yahweh Shai and the way he taught, then, you know, they're misleading the flock, all right? Because at the end of the day, you know, learners and being fed have to, you know, be 100% sure that what's being taught is the truth, right? And the only way that we have that understanding is the Spirit is revealed to us, right? So those, you know, the 1/3 and 144,000 elect that are ordained to get this are going to have that understanding, and the Spirit is going to be poured unto them, all right? And also as our teachers that have been anointed and called, right? Been called into his ministry to teach, are teaching in that same spirit of Yahweh Shai. And we know this mainly through the spirit, but then also the scriptures are matching up, okay, and the understanding is broken down very solid, you know, speaking with authority and being assured, right? So our brethren are breaking that down, like I said, the camp that I'm dealing with, the TMS, you know, which they teach 100% of the doctrine, they are 100%, you know, solid understanding, and in the same spirit of Yahweh Shai, right? So, you know, that's important. Going to the next scripture, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. There are different gifts and the same spirit, okay? So there are different gifts that our prophets have, right? Like some have very great breakdowns. Others, you know, are able to, you know, slot in. Others have to be taught in the same spirit, and that's the spirit of Yahweh Shai, Amashiach, right? You know, our teachers have to be taught in the same spirit. So the different gifts that God, you know, the Heavenly Father gives to our teachers, the understanding, you know, in certain you know, scriptures, you know, that they're able to break down with that knowledge, right? Because it's revealed unto them. So again, it says there are different gifts, but the same spirit, right? So they have our teachers and apostles, right, and elders have different gifts, right, within the spirit, but the same, yeah, but the same spirit, okay? So our teachers all teach to be, you know, 100% truth and that salvation to deliver the 1/3 and 144,000, right? That's the same spirit, okay? So they don't go off, or they don't stray away, you know, from what's being revealed unto them and shown, like all the great prophets, you know, in the ancient days, they taught accordingly, right? Jeremiah, you know, and it's like Jeremiah and some of the references of prophets, you know, and even apostles, you know, the 12 apostles, they all taught, you know, they all taught in that same spirit. Okay? So moving on, Ephesians verse 2:20. And it reads, "And are built up upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Yahweh Shai HaMashiach himself being chief cornerstone." Okay? Meaning, we're teaching on the same principles that Yahweh Shai taught, and in the same spirit. This is the way our, you know, this is the way our apostles and elders are teaching, or should teach. Okay? So if you're hearing, you know, teachers out there, you know, that are not, you're not teaching in that same spirit of Yahweh Shai and those principles, then you know that they don't have 100% of understanding, and that can be, and in that way you mislead our people. So you have to be assured. You have to be assured in 100% on solid understanding, which basically is that the Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit dealing with you, dealing with our, you know, dealing with our elect and dealing with our prophets and teachers. All right, Jeremiah 3 verse 15, and it reads, "And I will give you, and I will give you pastors according to the to my own heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." Okay, so our teachers that we're witnessing today, that we're seeing, right? They're teaching according to Yahweh Shai, because he's giving them that understanding, right? It says, "And I will give you pastors according to my own heart." So the men of the Lord, which are apostles and teachers, you know, are teaching according to Yahweh Shai and his own heart, his own mind, right? So they're teaching in that same spirit. Again, it's just all matching up, you know, to the same thing, which is basically the spirit, and you know, according to Yahweh Shai and how, you know, and how he taught, you know, in that same spirit, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. That understanding is the scriptures, right? That knowledge is, and wisdom is the scriptures, okay? And they are able to break it down through the Holy Spirit. Moving on, Ezekiel verse 34, it's like Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 2, and it reads, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and tell them that this is what the Lord God says. Woe to the shepherds of Israel who only feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed their flock?" All right. So like I was saying earlier, the brethren and you know, brothers in his truth, that are, you know, call themselves teachers or see themselves as teachers, but only feed themselves, which basically means, you know, the lack of understanding, and if they are not dealing with the, you know, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, but teaching their own understanding, or teach, you know, unsurely, right? Because you have to be 100%, you have to be 100% solid, right, in your knowledge. Right, and how are you 100% solid in your knowledge? When you're dealing with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Yahweh Shai. Okay, so that's how you know that our teachers are pretty much ordained, you know, anointed in His truth. That they teach accordingly, and they teach with strong doctrine, right? They are assured. So if you have teachers out here that are teaching and not 100% in that spirit of Yahweh Shai and solid on what they teach, meaning that they believe in it wholeheartedly, okay, and the scriptures match up to it, all right, you know, it can't be any loose ends. It can't be anything that, you know, you can say or go against, because, you know, basically, man cannot go against the scripture, right? You can't go against the word of God. You can't do nothing against the word of God, only for it. So our teachers out here that are teaching in that spirit are doing for the work of the Lord, right? Are doing the work for the scriptures, all right? How does someone, you know, only feed themselves, going into that? you know, if you are given understanding and the truth, and you teach not matching, you know, upon the spirit, like I said earlier, and solid on your understanding, and you undermine that, you can mislead the people to go off, and you're taking on harm of the word, right, and of what's being said. You're taking on harm, and you know that can be looked at as selfish, right? Because you're putting your own understanding and yourself pretty much first. Because if you're not solid on what you're teaching, then you're not in that spirit. And these people know that, right? These people know, but they still teach, and they still, you know, go off on a doctrine. Then you're being selfish, all right? Because you know that people can be misled, okay, in that understanding and going off, and you're causing them, you know, to sin. So that's a big thing that we have to understand, that we have to recognize, all right? So being selfish comes in different forms, and that's one of the main ways that you do that is by, you know, your lack of understanding and not being 100% solid in its truth and teaching accordingly to what, you know, you basically, you know, have understanding and feel that is the right, you know, way to teach, or what, you know, what certain things, you know, breakdowns mean, but they're not according, you know, to the spirit. You're not teaching in that spirit. And like I said, brothers know this when they're not in that spirit, when they're not 100% in that spirit. So, you know, that's basically, Slacky, that's basically, you know, what we need to understand, you know, and how we recognize our teachers. Okay, so to be a teacher, you know, this is pretty much ordained from the beginning. So you're going to be in that spirit, right? You're going to be poured, the Most High is going to pour that His spirit on you, right, for you to go out there and teach. Now, we're all called, you know, to spread the gospel, right? We're all called, you know, to do the works. But, you know, we do have teachers, right? We do have teachers that we learn from. So we learn, right? When we learn from our teachers and it's human understanding, that's how we get grown in the spirit, right? And the Most High is dealing with us, and He pours the spirit into us, and that He reveals certain things to us that we may grow in that faith continually, all right? So we continually pray to be increased by the Spirit and not have this Holy Spirit taken away, that we keep the laws and commandments, you know, and do those things accordingly, you know, do those things accordingly to serve the Most High, to praise the Most High, you know, and to be obedient to His word, all right? Because the Most High can take you out of this truth as well as He brought you in, you know, and that just basically means that you weren't really for this truth, right? So the teachers that we're seeing today, right, are being shown and not hidden. So we know that these are our teachers. Like I said, with the GM, with Great Millstone, the elders and apostles have been out there for a long time. You can go back, you know, 15, 20 years ago and see that they're teaching the same doctrine. So that's, you know, an example, you know, for the people that are being waking up and it's true and are learning, you know, and I'm learning from my teachers that this is what, you know, basically, when you're in this truth and you're teaching, that, you know, you have to endure. And, you know, Great Millstone gives us that example of what we're to be like. So if we're called to this truth and woken up, we're called to this truth to be, you know, teachers, and that spirit will be poured upon us, you know, to do so. So with that being said, you know, our teachers are, you know, amongst us today, our prophets are amongst us today, teaching in this truth and sincerity, double honors to Great Millstone, and, you know, to the Akim, and prophets that are teaching in this truth and sincerity, I say shalom to you, and to the listeners that have been edified to this truth, I say shalom to you, and the one third, keeping the laws and commandments, I say shalom to you, shalom, shalom, Israel.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.